You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Yes, sir. Welcome in. Good afternoon, Tuscaloosa and Internet World. I'm Joe Gaither. This is the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com, a part of the BamaCentral.com broadcasting network. You're hanging out listening to me, and as you do, I want to encourage you to listen to all our other BamaCentral.com broadcasting podcasts. We got all things Bama and our friends Blue Collar Unplugged, Blake Byler and Matthew Gibson bringing you all things Alabama on Blue Collar Unplugged. We've had a fun week so far on the program. On Monday, we recapped the weekend that was, and Tuesday, we talked about the top 10 Alabama performances of the season, of the academic season 2022 and 23. The rest of the week, we're going to fill with our guests. We're going to have a lot of fun the rest of the week. I'm very excited today to be joined by class of 2024 wide receiver Amari Jefferson out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Amari spent his last weekend right here in Tuscaloosa, so we're going to hear from Amari about what he did right here in Tuscaloosa visiting the Crimson Tide. We're going to hear about his recruitment. It's a very interesting story. Lots of opportunities ahead for Amari Jefferson. I'm looking forward to speaking with him in just a few moments. I want to let you know that tomorrow we'll be joined by Christian Miller. Christian Miller, former Alabama Crimson Tide linebacker, played for the Carolina Panthers. You hear him now on Tide 100.9 on the Miller's Edge. He'll join us tomorrow to talk all things Alabama football, kind of set up the 2023 season. And I think on Friday we're going to hear from Nick Kelly, our friend Nick Kelly from the Tuscaloosa News, to kind of recap the year that was. Now that all the Alabama football, all the Alabama sports have come to a conclusion, we're now in what, a 90-day period that we are going to have a little bit of an off season. So we get to recap last year and look ahead to next year, but all that's for later in the week. Before, let's go ahead and get going with our guest today. I'm very, very blessed and very excited to be joined by Amari Jefferson, a wide receiver out of Baylor High School in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Amari, how you doing today, sir?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, very good. You sound great. You look. I like that sweatshirt. Did you get that over the weekend, or maybe have you got that over the last couple of visits here in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, I got to get it over the weekend.
That's sick. That's awesome. Well, Amari, I want to kind of get this conversation and get this day started first by thanking you for your time. But second, I want to break the ice and let you know we have a little bit of connection. My father teaches at your school, at Baylor School right now, but I'm from Chattanooga, and I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I went to Macaulay. I'm a 2008 graduate of Macaulay. Are we going to be all right?
We're going to be all right for this interview.
Okay. For those who don't know, Baylor and Macaulay are deadly rivals, hate each other big time in the high school scene in Chattanooga. But honestly, it's a rivalry that I think in time, there's a lot of respect there. So I have a lot of great connections from our Baylor family. And just between you and I was 10-0 in my high school career against Baylor. But no, I don't want to overshadow Amari Jefferson. I got some news and I got some stats. Five receptions, 136 yards, and a touchdown in your last game against Macaulay. What's it like going 27 yards a catch against your biggest rival?
I mean, it's always good to go 20 yards a catch versus anybody, but especially versus Macaulay, knowing how big the game is, and just new against some of my best buddies. So.
Well, tell everybody who's not from Chattanooga, what is that rivalry like, and what is that rivalry like between Macaulay and Baylor?
Yeah, the rivalry it's pretty old. I mean, we have a thing called Spirit Week, so throughout the week you do different stuff that leads up to the game. You have like a big bonfire on Thursday night, and roughly there's around 10,000, 12,000 people there on campus. On Fridays for the game, it's a great atmosphere, and I mean, I think it's one of the best atmospheres in high school football.
I would totally agree with you. It's an amazing atmosphere getting to play over at Haywood Field and in Spear Stadium, going back and forth across the city, and really, I just love it. It's one of my memories that I still carry with me to this day, and I'm sure you will as well. Amari, you're joining me today basically because you've got a bright future ahead of you, and I really appreciate you carving out some of your time in the summer months For those who don't know, Amari Jefferson, class of 2024, wide receiver out of Baylor. He's listed at 6'1", 195, and you're already committed to the University of Tennessee for baseball, but you have football scholarship offers coming in left and right. And so I just want to start us off, you know, get past the high school mumbo-jumbo and talk about really your opportunities and kind of what your thought process is going into your senior year at Baylor. Where do you stand with kind of your future? Are you leaning towards baseball? Are you leaning towards football? Obviously, the baseball recruitment starts much earlier than the football recruitment. How do you feel about, you know, your athletic career to this point, and what do you think of the next couple of years?
I think I'm kind of just focused on this decision right now, just enjoying the process. But, I mean, I definitely want to go win another state in football. I have one in baseball that I won my freshman year, and I hope to go get another one this year, go 2-2 this year for state championships. But, I mean, I'm not really near a decision. Tennessee, I picked to go play there for baseball after my freshman spring. So I'm really just looking forward to seeing where I can go play both at and what's the best opportunity for me and my family.
Did it excite you this past weekend seeing Tennessee get to Omaha, get to the College World Series?
Yeah, it did. I have a couple of buddies that play on the team, so it was definitely exciting to see them make that leap.
On the same track, did you pay any attention or did you notice over the last 6 or 7 weeks the resurgence of the Alabama baseball program hosting their first regional in 17 years and then making it to the Super Regional?
Yeah, I did. They definitely took off after the kind of little coaching thing that took a place. But, I mean, I know they hired a great guy a couple of days ago. I think he's from Maryland or something.
Yes, sir, Rob Vaughn.
Yeah, I think he'll be a pretty good coach there. So it's interesting to see and exciting to see where that program will lead.
What do you play in baseball? I've seen a bunch of highlights where you're just smacking the bleep out of the ball. What do you play in the field at baseball?
Center field.
Oh, nice. All over the place. That's great. That's awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time carving out today. You just got off an official visit this past weekend to Alabama, and you shared some photos on your own social media. You can follow Amari Jefferson at Amari Jefferson 6 on his social media. What was let's talk about your experience here in Tuscaloosa. Obviously, you've been on to a couple of visits. You've been down here a couple of times already. What was different this past weekend on an official visit versus your previous visits where you're just kind of on an unofficial status?
Definitely the time I got to spend with the coaching staff. I mean, the first night we got there, we went over to dinner, and I got to sit next to Coach Saban and eat dinner with him. That was pretty special. So I really say that is just getting to connect with the coaches, but also the players too. I had a great host, E-Man, Emmanuel Henderson. He was a great host. We had a great time. So I think those are kind of the two big things that really set official visits apart is just the fact that you get to spend so much time with the coaches and also the players.
Yeah, so y'all ate a pretty popular restaurant. Are the official visit dinner still over at 5?
Yeah.
Oh, man, did you enjoy dinner? Was it good?
Yeah, it was. It was very good.
That's what's up. What was some of the messaging? Obviously, you're not getting placed next to Coach Saban if you're not a priority or if he doesn't want to spend time with you. What was some of the things that he talked to you about during that visit, or what are some of the emphases that he placed on your recruitment that maybe he talked about during dinner that Saturday night?
Yeah, he was just saying that Alabama needs me and that I'm a big priority for the 2024 class, and he can see me as a big difference maker on the field for them. And I mean, I think that's kind of just stuck out when I met with him right before I left. He was just telling me and my dad that they need me, and he wants me at Alabama. And when that's coming from Nick Saban, that's pretty hard to turn down. But I mean, it was a great visit overall. So.
100%. You just brought up your dad, James Jefferson. He's an educator across town at Howard, and he's looking to move to Hickson. What does it mean to you, or what's the background like for you having a father who's in education? How does that impact your future, or impact the way you look at schools or look at colleges?
Yeah, I mean, he's very big in academic. So every time we go somewhere, he's asking a lot of questions and trying to get a lot of information out of the academic people. And we got to have lunch with the academic people on Saturday. And so I know he was asking a lot of questions and trying to figure out some different things. So that's pretty important to him and my mom.
100%. Do you have any thought process? I mean, obviously you're still in the baby stages of making your decision making. Do you have any academic reasons? Are you looking to go into any sort of field study wise when you get into college? Is there anything that's pulling your interest so far?
There's multiple things that we've kind of been looking into. It's still very early, so I haven't really set up a specific one yet. But, I mean, there's many different things we've been looking at and looking into.
100%. And you are way early into that. Even when you're into the freshman year, you'll have plenty of opportunity to move and change and try some things out. Let's talk about let me ask you about NIL real quick, because Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, has kind of a policy or has a law where high school athletes can't earn NIL deals or something. It's a little convoluted, a little confusing for me. How much is NIL playing into recruitment to the 2024 class for you specifically, or for some of your buddies that you're going through the process with?
Yeah, I think NIL is a big part of it, but I don't think it is the biggest part of it. It's definitely a factor, but it's not like the factor in picking a school for me. I can't really say about my buddies because they're in a lot of different situations, but I know for me, NIL is a part of it, but it's not the big factor in where I would want to go to the school.
You got any favorite restaurants? You got any favorite companies? We can work on getting you sponsored here.
Yeah, I mean, I love a truck. So.
A truck. All right, we'll work on it. Tuscaloosa Toyota. David DeSantis will get him on it right there. Yep. we love trucks, and I appreciate it. You know, having some fun. NIL is like one of my favorite things covering this sport, because power to the people, power to the athletes. You guys are the labor. You guys are putting on the product. I feel like y'all should be reaping the benefits, especially at the college level when you're seeing revenue reports come out today in the millions of dollars. Amari. What was it like? I saw some photos. You've been in this college journey for a while now, in this recruitment journey for a while now, and you actually happened to be in the Tennessee locker room this past year when Alabama fell to Tennessee for the first time in, 15 years? Pandemonium abounds. Put us in that locker room. Put us in that moment. I saw you taking a photo with Jalin Hyatt, and obviously your recruitment's wide open. So, what is it like for you to be in that moment where Tennessee's overcome the giant for the first time in 15 years?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There's not many opportunities you get to go to a college football game and rush the field in definitely a big win like that, especially for the Tennessee fan base, because they're a very prideful fan base. They love the Vols, and so that was a special night just to be able to take part in that. I mean, just the fans they're going crazy all night, and I mean, Bama doesn't lose a lot, so when you beat them at home and you haven't beat it for 15-plus years, then it's going to be a big night.
1,000%. And it stinks, but it has to, you know, what goes around comes around. I think that, you know, those victories make the rivalry. And obviously it will add spice for the next couple of years. Amari, have you been paying attention to any of the news today in the SEC? They're releasing 2024 opponents for all the colleges. So really a lot of the schools that you're considering are getting your first year schedule kind of set in stone. Alabama already having Tennessee, having Georgia, South Carolina, LSU, Oklahoma on its 2024 schedule. How exciting is that for you today, paying attention to, hey, I might be going to Georgia, I might be going to Tennessee, I might be going to Alabama, and these schools, these schedules are starting to get, putting into the ether?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting, I think, for the sport too, because the worst thing is to be a college football fan and have no big time games on a Saturday. So I mean, I think with Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC, it just adds to the competition. I mean, everybody loves competition. That's why you get into the sport. So I mean, you can't ask for a better competition than the SEC, and it's exciting to see what's going to happen with the schedule and who everybody plays.
Yeah, 100%. Alabama already scheduled to go out to Oklahoma your freshman year. So maybe you'll be on that trip. Maybe you'll be on other trips. We'll find out here in the coming months or so. Amari, I really appreciate you hanging out and joining me today. I want to, you know, Coach Saban emphasized on your visit that Alabama needs you. And if Coach Saban says it, I believe him. I've seen your tape. I've looked at it. Very, very impressive. You're tearing up with the blue tornadoes left and right all over the place. And you mentioned you slipped in very humbly, state championship. You don't have to be humble about that. Tearing up the Brentwood Academy, NBA. It was NBA in the finals and BA in the semis, correct?
Yes, sir.
Phew. tearing up those Nashville schools. That's a very impressive thing to do. What's it mean to you to be a leader on your high school team, leading the Red Raiders to a state title?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big thing for me. The funny thing is, we've kind of always talked about, because we've kind of always been the same group since middle school, and we've talked about it, that like my junior year and their senior year would be our year to kind of take over the reins of the private school league. And I mean, we did that, but I mean, it wasn't easy. There's a lot of people that contributed in big ways. There's a lot of things that happened that went our way. I mean, we just stay true to what we do all year, and we end up being successful in the end and beating NBA. It was a special night for our school, being its first state championship. So,
oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. I thought that Baylor had won when I was in middle school at one point. Wow, congratulations, double congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's really impressive. This was your first year with Coach Kimmery, or second?
First year.
What was it like having a coaching transition, and what did you learn from Coach Kimmery?
Yeah, I mean, I've learned a lot about offense from Coach Kimmery. He's brought in some different stuff from all over the place. He has great offensive philosophies. I mean, he really just taught us the game. And he just kind of changed how a lot of people view things at Baylor. I mean, he doesn't really care who we're playing. We should expect to win. I mean, he really just kind of changed the momentum and thought process of how we saw things.
Well, you mentioned you kind of come up in the same group of guys, and now that you're juniors and seniors, my father told me, you know, there's a lot of prospects in your class and in the class above you. What was it like playing on a high school team that had a lot of Division I, like legitimate scholarship level players?
I mean, it was fun because every time somebody touched the ball, I mean, they could go for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So,
does that, you know, I don't know, does that give you a level of comfort going into a Tennessee, a Georgia, an Alabama, a place where there's like a lot of high level athletes, obviously all across the roster?
Yeah, for sure, because I mean, there's competition every day at our practices. Sometimes a little bit too much competition, and they kind of had to slow us down a little bit.
But,
I mean, it definitely gives you some confidence going in. A lot of people try to sleep on Tennessee football, but I mean, I think the football we're playing is better than some of the Georgia football going on. So, I mean, I'm definitely confident going into college, knowing that some of the players I've practiced against every day and gone against in my league.
I would second that. I always felt like our league, you know, obviously this was 10 years prior, but was a little underappreciated, undervalued, and there's a lot of great athletes that play in that private school league. When you're playing baseball, you're playing center field, you're smacking the bleep out of the ball at the plate. What do you enjoy? What's a better feeling? I mean, obviously, no high school touchdowns, no high school home runs. What's a better feeling, a big high school home run or a big high school touchdown?
I'd probably say a touchdown.
Yeah.
Especially like one against like Macaulay or the semifinals or state championship game. But I mean, I've hit a walk-off home run in the quarterfinals my sophomore year to win us a game versus Christian Brothers. So that was a pretty cool experience. But I'd say there's nothing like running a touchdown.
Yeah, I saw, what was it, a 60, 70-yarder breaking one off at the end of the Macaulay game to basically win it all. I was like, yeah. Oh, that's got to feel good. Cause I had a fumble recovery against Baylor, and, like, that memory is still, like, right here on me. So all of your better memories, all your major memories are gonna live with you for a long, long time. That's really exciting and awesome to hear. When you're playing football and when you're watching football and getting ready and prepping yourself, do you model your game after anybody? Do you have any wide receivers that you're like, oh, I like that guy, I want to do what he does?
Yeah, I think I watched Jamar Chase a little bit. I was a big LSU fan growing up. I mean, I still kind of am. Yeah. So definitely watching them in 2019 with Justin Jefferson and even like Odell Beckham and all that, I kind of see myself as kind of play like Jamar Chase a little bit.
Okay, I like that. Do you mind if I, because I watched some tape and I saw four different players, just kind of pieces of four different players. Because obviously you're going to be your own player. But I saw a little. Are you familiar with Percy Harvin and Steve Smith Sr.?
Yep.
I saw a little of them, and I mean, obviously you're not 6'4", but a little DK Metcalf, a little Debo Samuel as well. How do you like those comparisons? Or you say no, I'm a little different? I just saw I was like, ooh, he looks like that to me.
I mean, yeah, I love those comparisons. I mean, two of them are all pro receivers right now in the NFL. So I mean, there's if you're getting compared to all pro receivers in the NFL, and maybe Steve Smith gets in the Hall of Fame, we don't know. But I mean, that's always great to be compared to those kind of guys.
I think you have a. I mean, if Coach Saban, look, Coach Saban and Kirby Smart are going head to head for your recruitment. There's obviously some talent right there. Let's ask you about Julian Sayin, Perry Thompson, and Rico Scott. These are three guys who are already committed to Alabama in the 2024 class. Julian Sayin, obviously the quarterback. Perry Thompson and Rico Scott, the wide receivers. That's not for you. That's for the listeners who don't know. Have you contacted – or do you have any contact with those three guys? Do you have any communication with them? Has there been any sort of, hey, let's gang up together and take over Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really got to talk to Julian and Perry yet. I know they're great players, and I'm sure I would love to play with those guys. They're great players. Me and Rico have a pretty good connection. We've went on a couple different visits to different schools together. And then we also got to spend our official visit together. And then also, I think we were out at Alabama in March together, so it was our second time being there together. So we kind of have a good connection, and we talk a little bit, so.
What do you like about Tuscaloosa, or is there anything that stands out about the city of Tuscaloosa, not necessarily the university? What do you like about the area?
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool area. There's many things to do. It's kind of like a smaller college. Like, I mean, it's kind of reminds me of Chattanooga a little bit. It's a pretty area. Nice campus, very like friendly. I feel like I can get familiar with the place pretty quickly.
I'll second that. I definitely will second that. You can get up to Lake Tuscaloosa, get yourself up on the water a little bit if you miss on the water. But it is friendly, small town vibe. Chattanooga, golly, I miss Chattanooga. What a beautiful place. You're a day student, correct? So you've been in Chattanooga your entire life.
Yep.
That's awesome. Have you been at Baylor since the sixth grade?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, that's incredible. I got two different stat lines for you from different places, and I'd love to get a correction so I can make sure that I have the right numbers. This is from last year. Please let me know which one's right. I got 64 catches, 1,169 yards, and 10 touchdowns. And then I have a second stat line of 72 catches, 1,370, and 17 touchdowns. Who's lying?
The first one.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, we got to get on to Coach Kimry because that was straight from the Baylor stat book. We got to get on to him. You're blowing up much better than the 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think I have more than 10 touchdowns. Maybe not 17, but I know I have more than 10. So I don't know. It's kind of –
I bet you this is regular season versus a little playoff added in there. Yeah. That's probably what that's going to be. Talk to me about Holman Wiggins. Holman Wiggins has really gotten a nice reputation in Tuscaloosa. You've seen the rideouts, really, the Jerry Judy's, Jalen Waddles, and such come along. And he had a little dip last season, but Alabama wide receivers have been operating at a high level for the last four, five, six seasons. What do you like about Holman Williams, and what's your relationship with him?
Yeah, I have a great relationship. The thing I'll tell you about Coach Wiggins is he reminds me a lot of my dad. Just the way like their personality is, and he's very straightforward and caring, and he's more than just a receivers coach. Like he's gonna take care of me off the field, no matter what it is, more than just the aspect of football. So I mean, I think we have a great relationship, and I'm excited to see what happens.
When you look at the rest of the SEC and you're considering your kind of college options, and they seem to be limitless. What sort of things are you considering from an on-the-field perspective? Are you going to prioritize playing time? Are you prioritizing development or something else? Or offensive style? Is there anything on-field that you're really prioritizing or you're kind of analyzing? I'd really like this to be prominent at my school of choice.
Yeah, definitely development, I'd say, because ultimately the biggest goal is to get to the NFL. So, I mean, in Alabama, I mean, they have second-to-none development. As people, everybody here watching knows. And then also kind of play style. I mean, it wouldn't be smart of me to go somewhere that runs the ball all the time, eye formation and stuff like that if I'm a receiver. So definitely I'd say development and play style.
Well, I saw you getting nasty blocking some players at the end of some of your highlight tapes, so you're not afraid to get physical and block.
Yeah,
but we want to keep it open and get the ball to you, you know, 8-9 times a game for, you know, 4 or 5 touchdowns a game. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Do you like screens or going deep more? Because I saw a big mixture of both.
It depends, because if I go deep, I want to score because then I'll be tired after. But It kind of just depends on colder weather. I like deep, going deep, because getting hit by those D linemen and stuff like that in the colder weather is kind of, it's not what you're, not what you want. But I mean, I really like both plays.
What have you seen in Alabama as far as their utilization of wide receivers? Obviously, last year it was just a small dip, but we're expecting to get right back up to a high level play for the wide receivers. What are you expecting when you see Isaiah Bond, Kobe Prentice, Ja'Cory Brooks, and really, have you gotten to know Malik Benson? He's my secret crush.
Really?
Oh, I think he's going to be incredible. I think he's going to be so good this year.
Yeah, I got to meet a lot of those guys this weekend. I think they're really gonna blossom this year and kind of take over the reins of how the old Bama wide receivers used to be and kind of put the nation on notice. I mean, I know they've been putting a lot of work in, so I'm really excited to see what they do on the field too.
Coach Vitello, you're committed to Tennessee baseball. We'll circle back to that right here for this type of question. You're committed to Tennessee baseball, and Coach Vitello is a, what do we say, a colorful character. He's got a lot of flavor. What do you like about him as far as, okay, he's recruiting you, whereas maybe the opposite fan bases really are not a big fan of maybe his brash style?
Yeah, I mean, I love Coach V, just kind of the energy he brings, and then also knowing that he'll always have your back. I mean, I think that's kind of big for a player and a coach to have that trust, know that they're always going to have your back. I mean, when you win, you can kind of have that kind of moxie and attitude about yourself when you're on the field. So,
oh man, they talked the talk last year, but they walked the walks as well. So they really backed themselves up really well, despite upsetting opposite fan bases. That's just part of it right there. How much is baseball really playing into your college outlook? Have you been talking to Coach Saban and Kirby Smart and these other programs about and Josh Heupel about playing both sports in college?
Yeah, I mean, playing both is my goal, to at least try to do it for 1 year. So everywhere I go, anywhere I go, it would be to play both.
Sure, sure. And you'll be trying to play outfield in college as well?
Yes, sir.
All right. Will you plan to enroll early? Will you plan to graduate early at Baylor and enroll early?
No, sir.
Okay. So that became a thing after I got out really popular after I got out of school, and I thought, man, if I ever had that opportunity at Macaulay, I don't think academically I could have stacked up two semesters into one. I imagine it'd be the same thing at Baylor.
Yeah, it would be tough.
So tell the people real quick who don't know, because many people don't, watching you do for the first time, just about the academics at Baylor. You're going to be really prepared no matter what college you go to, walking into any classroom.
Yeah, the academics at Baylor are taken very seriously. It's a college preparatory school, just like Macaulay and a lot of others around the city. But, I mean, they take academics very serious. So I think I'll be well prepared for when I go to college. And a lot of people that come back that graduated from Baylor, they say that it's actually easier going to college than it is at Baylor. So
I would second that for my Macaulay experience, and I think that's probably I think they're mirroring each other very well. I think when you walk into college, you're going to be like, oh man, I got this down pretty well. So that's going to be great, especially with a couple of academic advisors or some help as well. Are you excited to kind of have a big support system when you go to college?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you feel like you have a large support system in Chattanooga at the moment?
Yeah, I do. I think with Coach Kimmer coming in, it's kind of changed with my academics. Kind of seen a rise in support and my grades kind of shot up. So, I mean, it's been good.
Amari, people often, all the college coaches throughout their recruitment process tell their recruits, hey, you got to do X better, you got to do Y better. We want to offer you a scholarship, but Z is still hanging over your head. What have been maybe some of the college coaches saying, here's what you need to improve on, here's what we'd like to see you grow at or get better at in your final year of high school?
Probably just my route running. I mean, I think I have pretty good routes, but kind of just the concepts you run. I mean, you don't really need a good route to run a bubble screen or a go. And so I think that's kind of a lot of my highlight plays on those kind of plays. But I mean, I do have a lot of like corner routes and stuff like that in my highlight tape that I think my route tree is pretty good. But I mean, I definitely need to work on it. So I think that's kind of the biggest thing that they say.
Of course. And did you, speaking of Rauchery and Tim, you know, this just sparked my memory. Did you see Jalin Hyatt, where he was working out for the Cowboys in pre-draft, and the Cowboys receivers coach was like, hey, you're just a speed guy, right? And Hyatt went back and forth, and they're like, no, I can run routes. Is that pretty offensive to be like, hey, man, you got to get better at your routes?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. But, I mean, I think you got to also take the coaching, too.
Sure.
But, I mean, I think it's kind of both ways because – sometimes your highlight plays can be on simple stuff as just like a go or a screen. And so they don't really get to see the defined routes that you have that don't turn into touchdowns or big plays.
People talked a lot the last 2 years, or this more particularly this past season, about Tennessee's offense that is very gimmicky, that it's high school offense. It doesn't translate to the NFL. I'm sure that Coach Heupel has talked to you about that. What would be his response to that? Because, I mean, they're putting players out there and they're scoring billions of points. What would be his response to that?
I mean, I haven't really gotten to talk to him about that yet.
Okay.
I mean, they definitely mentioned it. I mean, when you're scoring points and winning games at the college level, I think it does translate to the NFL because, I mean, you're playing SEC football. So, I mean, if you can score on SEC defenses, I mean, I don't think your offense is pretty gimmicky.
Was that night in Knoxville what the loudest environment you've been in?
Yeah, it was that and when I went to Athens for the Georgia-Tennessee game, it was pretty similar.
What's been your experience like with Georgia? You know, my parents are both Georgia grads, so they'd shoot me if I didn't ask you about the Dogs. What's your experience been like with Kirby Smart?
Yeah, I have a great relationship with Coach Smart. He's done some pretty memorable things. Like, he flew a helicopter in to visit in, I think, January. So the school would kind of really like that.
Heck yeah.
My headmaster, Mr. Angel, and his wife are big Georgia fans, so they really enjoyed that. But no, me and Coach Smart have a good relationship, and I mean, we can joke around and talk just like friends and regular people.
I love Kirby Smart. He is the epitome of a football coach. He loves his coach. He loves his players. He don't care about anything else but X's and O's and winning. It's not like, hey, go to Georgia, but he's an awesome guy. He's an awesome coach. And kind of speaking of that with the Georgia factor. How much of the quarterback rotation, like you've seen Chesson Bennett move on from them, and you've seen Bryce Young leave Alabama, and now Hendon Hooker has graduated and left Tennessee. Oh, obviously, as a wide receiver, you're receiving the football from a quarterback. How much is who these teams are putting under center going to kind of, hey, I want to play with that guy, or I don't want to play with that guy, I don't want to get you in trouble with anybody. How much is the quarterback selection, because Georgia's about to have a new quarterback, how much is that going to play into maybe your thought process?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely big being a receiver because you depend, you really depend on how good your quarterback is. So, I mean, it's definitely something I'm going to be looking into. But, I mean, all three of those schools have a great quarterback room and have great guys coming in to play quarterback. I mean, I know Alabama and Georgia have the Raiola and Sane kids coming in. They're both top five quarterbacks in my grade. And then Nico was a top three quarterback in the last cycle. So
he's going to be so good.
Yeah.
He's going to be good. All of the Alabama fans around here are talking mess about him because of his PJ pants. And I'm like, dude, y'all don't even know. He's going to be he's going to scare us in a handful of years.
Yeah, he can spin it.
Absolutely. Let's let me see the rest of my notes here as we keep going. You mentioned earlier that you're not close to making your decision. Do you have a thought process or a timeline of, hey, in August, hey, in December, I'm going to make a choice? Or do you have a timeline of when you want to kind of have this kind of wrapped up?
Not necessarily. Definitely, I don't think I want to push it back to like November or December. But I mean, it could be at the end of this month. I mean, it could be in the fall. I mean, I definitely want to give myself the opportunity to at least go view the other different programs in my top six. I mean, I had a great official visit with Alabama. I mean, I have another one this weekend and next weekend. But I mean, I want to give myself the opportunity to at least go see.
No, I think that's absolutely fair. If I were in your shoes, I'd be doing it. You know, if you're getting invited to come visit, go visit and see them. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm seeing you going to Georgia this coming weekend and Tennessee the next after that. Is that?
Yes, sir.
Great. Do you have an idea of like, okay, this is what will sell me? They'll say this and this will sell me. They'll tell me that I can play both baseball and football and I'll be in.
Definitely the both sports. I mean, really, if the school's not letting me do both, then it's kind of, I mean, that's kind of the thing with another school I had, that they didn't have baseball. So it was like, I love the football and the opportunities that football could bring me, but I'm not going to be able to at least try out the baseball aspect too. So, I mean, I think that's probably the biggest selling point. But I don't really think there's like a specific thing that they could say and be like, oh yeah, like I'm coming for sure. So
everybody has seen your top six, and obviously the main three with Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. And we've kind of talked about your experiences visiting Tennessee and coming to Alabama. What about a school that's, you know, obviously you might have eliminated them, but what about an experience that you've had on this recruiting journey that really is interesting to you, that'll stick with you whether you're going to that school or not? Has there been any place where you're like, oh, I didn't know this school had that, or I didn't know that this city, you know, was this cool or this lame? Oh, is there anything recruiting-wise that stood out to you, even if it doesn't play into your decision-making?
Definitely going to see Deion. I mean, not a lot of people get to go spend a weekend with Deion.
What was that like? How was he?
Yeah, he's great. He's a great guy. He had a lot to offer. And, I mean, I think he's going to turn the program around. He's a great guy, great coach, great mentor. I mean, he cares about his players, and he's going to do anything to put them in the best position possible.
Do you think that the public perception of Deion Sanders is inaccurate after your interaction with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, I think people try to hate on him and stuff like this, but – he really just cares about his players and wants to win. He wants to put them in the best possible position to do great things and to move on to the NFL. And even if it's not the NFL, he cares about you individually as a person and wants you to succeed in life. So, I mean, I think kind of the public perception of Deion is kind of off.
I agree. I think people, you know, oh, you've shoved out a bunch of players on the transfer portal. Oh, you're a bad guy. What do you think about the transfer portal? Are you excited that you are coming into college in the transfer portal era?
I mean, I can't say I'm excited. I mean, it kind of helps me and hurts me at the same time, because
sure,
being an incoming freshman is going to hurt me because I'm not looking to go anywhere my freshman year. But there could be an older guy come in and kind of take over my role. But it could also help me in the future, because if things go wrong at the program I choose, then it'll give me access to build a switch spots or go somewhere else. So it's kind of a win-lose situation.
Yeah, you've seen really from the three programs that we've talked about, Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee, three programs use the transfer portal in three real different ways. Georgia, not so much bringing in anybody. Alabama, selecting a couple. Tennessee, really recycling a roster. And it's been effective for all three programs. Just speaking specifically with Alabama and the receivers, you've seen Jameson Williams and Jermaine Burton both transfer in several years. Is that maybe a worry to you? Hey, I can work my tail off at this school. It doesn't have to be at Alabama, but at any school, and boom, you know, Johnny X can come in, and you know, he's got experience and he's got more skill than I do, and he can take my job. Is that a concern? I feel like maybe my small mind, that would make me concerned.
I don't think I'm concerned, because I mean, if I'm doing the things I'm supposed to be doing and performing on the field, then they wouldn't need to bring anybody in to take my spot. So I think it's kind of like that dynamic. Like, I mean, if you're doing the right things and performing on the field, then they're not going to have a need to go get somebody to take your spot.
No, you're 100% right. Did you get to see the cafeteria at UA, the athletic cafeteria? It's so good. Did you get to eat over there?
Yes, sir.
Steaks on deck, all kinds of stuff. I've eaten over there a couple of times, and I think I could gain like 1 million pounds. Do you have any thought process when you get into college about refining or changing your body? I see 6'1", 195, and I think, oh, that's pretty much there. What do you think about growth and changing your body?
Probably just trying to maybe slim down a couple of pounds, get to about 190. I think that's kind of the playing weight I normally play at during the season. So I think kind of just that, and getting like just slimming down and getting more fit, I'd say, getting on a good eating routine and stuff like that.
Amari, I think I only have like two more questions. Let me throw one at you, and then I'll make sure if I have a second one. I really appreciate your time today. We've been talking to Amari Jefferson, class of 2024 wide receiver from Chattanooga, Tennessee, Baylor High School, state champion, multiple time state champion, and current king of Chattanooga. Sorry, Macaulay. You got to get it back. Come on, guys. How much will a Major League Baseball draft affect decision-making next summer, because, you know, you're highly thought of as a baseball player. If you get selected pretty early, there's a lot of money at stake there. You've already talked about how much you love baseball. How much will the draft play into your future?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be big in my future. I can't really say specifically what will happen with that, just because, I mean, you don't know. I mean, if you get in the first round, it's kind of hard to say no to first-round money and the opportunities of getting selected in the first round in any draft. So I think it would kind of just over time, we'll have to see where that goes in that league. But as of right now, I mean, it's in the back of my mind, but I'm not really thinking about it as far as my college decision.
I think the last thing I've got for you is back on kind of the NIL train. We got to get you hooked up with a truck. We got to get you hooked up with a truck. We got to get you hooked up with a food supplier. Like, the NIL trifecta is like automobile, food, and then what are we thinking? Like, financial.
Yeah.
Like crypto or, you know, Venmo. Got to get you a Venmo sponsorship. Are you a big video gamer? Bryce Young made a lot of money this past year sponsoring Fortnite. Are you a video gamer?
Yeah, I mean, I play video games about three times. So.
What do you like to get into?
Really, everything. I play 2K, Madden, MLB, Fortnite, Call of Duty, UFC, really everything.
There you go. Did you watch the UFC this past weekend? A former Alabama linebacker fought in the first fight of the pay-per-view. Unfortunately, Eric Anders got beat.
No, I didn't get to see that.
Do you think you'd ever do that? You think you got the mindset to step in the cage?
Definitely not.
Me either. Me either. I think those people are crazy. That's why I like watching them. Amari, this has been a blast for me. I hope that you've enjoyed yourself. I know it's been 40 minutes, and sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's not. I hope it's been good for you. I really appreciate you hanging out with us. I'm going to be paying attention to your visit, obviously going to Tennessee and Georgia in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll see you commit. You commit to wherever you want to, man. Go choose the best school for you. I'll be pulling for you wherever you want. But if you come to Alabama, I'd love to continue to cover you, you know, as you flourish through your career, man. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem. Go out and win another state championship. Be nice to my boys in blue. They need it. They need you to be nice to them.
Hey, they won three in a row before we did, so I think they've had their time, but I mean, we'll see.
You're exactly right. Amari, you're the man. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate it. Best of luck as you go through your summer and your college decision. Go win another state championship, man. Go Red Raiders.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That is Amari Jefferson joining us on the program. I'm extremely blessed. That was a lot of fun for me. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Very well-spoken young man. He's going to have an opportunity to basically go wherever he wants in college. He can go. He's already, we've talked about it, committed to Tennessee baseball. I know Georgia football's after him. Kirby's after him. Alabama is after him. You heard him. Nick Saban told him at dinner, "We need you." You think he tells people need a lot or we want you? I think that he's exactly right. I looked at his video, and whether he scored 10 touchdowns or 17 touchdowns last year, his yards per catch is absolutely insane. He looks like he's a player who can take it to the house anytime that he touches the football. I wasn't trying to blow smoke up his butt when I said I do see a little Percy Harvin, I see a little Steve Smith, because he's shorter guy, but he's explosive, gets to the end zone. You put the ball in his hands like they did with Percy Harvin and Steve Smith. Physical receiver, he can get to the end zone. I see that same sort of thing with Deebo Samuel. Probably not as big as DK Metcalf, but he's a physical receiver, and I'm really going to be interested to see where he goes. Look, you can look at his 24/7 profile and say, oh, he's only the sixth best prospect in Tennessee. Oh, you know, this, that, or the other. I think if you just look at these scholarship offers from Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee, and you think, oh, my gosh, the who's who of college football, they want him, he must be good. So I am very, very blessed to have Amari Jefferson join our program earlier today, or just a minute ago. I want to remind you, tomorrow we'll be joined by Christian Miller. Christian Miller, former Alabama linebacker and Carolina Panthers linebacker, now currently Crimson Tide Sports Network sideline analyst. He'll be joining us tomorrow. I think we'll be joined by Nick Kelly on Friday. Maybe, maybe not. Nick and I have been kind of going back and forth. We'll see about that. I do want to let you know, you want to stay tuned to BamaCentral.com to day because the schedule dropped at 6 p.m. Look, you've already heard some rumors about Alabama's schedule. Alabama going to be having LSU, Tennessee, Auburn, South Carolina, Georgia, at Oklahoma on the schedule already. We'll find out who the other two opponents are for the Crimson Tide, and you can read about it on BamaCentral.com. It's going to be right there at 6 p.m. We're going to put out a flood of content right there at 6 p.m. when the schedule gets announced today. I want to thank my friend Chris Walsh, my boss Chris Walsh, for putting me on today. I want to thank you guys, the listener, for listening to us everybody in the Chattanooga area who might have tuned in, everybody in the Alabama fan base world who might have tuned in, and just in the recruiting world, we love you very much for tuning in. We want to thank Amari Jefferson. Go out and give him a follow. Show him some love on the Twitter machine at Amari Jefferson 6. Show him some love. Tell him you enjoyed the interview and, give him a big old roll tide at Amari Jefferson 6 on the Twitter machine for him. We appreciate his time today. We appreciate Christian Miller's time tomorrow. We're going to keep the week rolling right here on the Joe Gaither Show. This is the Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com, a part of the BamaCentral.com broadcasting network.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.